There are a lot of great things in Bordeaux, beside the wine. After visiting the largest place of Europe, here we are in the longest shopping center. This is a carte postale from the Sainte-Catherine Street, La Rue Sainte-Catherine. Hey, hey, hey! Hello, everybody! And today, we are following the previous episode of the Porte des Jours, and like I said, I'm going to show you the Rue Sainte-Catherine. And today I'm not alone. I'm with a very good friend, Julien.
Hello.
He's talking English better than I do. So we are going down the Rue Sainte-Catherine right now. It's because the Rue Sainte-Catherine is starting just like on a hill. So from the top where we are now, you can see all the Rue Sainte-Catherine, the 2.5 kilometers up to the Porte de la Victoire, the gate that ends the street at the Place de la Victoire. So today we are on the 14th of July, and this is a day off. It's a national day. This is the, how do you say, Prise de la Bastille. Well, this is the day where the
with the French Revolution.
Yes, and the end of the monarchy, and to end the beginning of the Republic, the French Republic. Okay, now we're arriving at a very special building. It's written FNAC on it. Today it's a shop where you can find anything from books, anything dealing with culture. So books,
pictures,
yes, music, CDs, home videos, etc. And the FNAC just bought the huge building, where you can find also two other shops. And this building was previously a church, not a chapel.
Well, a little church.
A little church that gives the name of the street, Sainte-Catherine, because this church was named Sainte-Catherine. Santa Catherine, and since the church has been destroyed, lots of the building have been destroyed and rebuilt many times. On the same spot, yes. And previously, there was the Nouvelle Galerie, which is very known from the Galerie Lafayette, another shopping center in France.
Just that you forgot to mention it before.
That's right. We were on the crossing between the Rue de Porte des Jours and la Rue Sainte-Catherine. And you have the Galerie Lafayette, that shopping center, that French shopping center, who owns the a great building. And they are still here. And in front of the Galerie Lafayette, you have not a mall. It's a, how do you say that? It's a gallery in French. So it's a covered street where you have only shops in it. I talked it last time in the Porte des Jours podcast. So, back on the Rue Sainte-Catherine, this building where the FNAC is now, the FNAC just rebuilt from the the old building. Rebuilt everything from the ground to the top, but they just kept the structure, the metallic structure, and add that special stone, white stone from Bordeaux. So they make everything new, but it has the style of Bordeaux. They didn't make something new or modern or futuristic. Okay, we are going further in the Saint-Castrin street. And we're at about 50 meters after, we are in the Saint-Projet, la place Saint-Projet, where you have also crossing the street. On the right is the Rue des Trois Conils, and to the left, Rue de la Merci. And the Rue de la Merci goes to the
Place Camille Julien.
Place Camille Julien. And on the Place Camille Julien, you will find a lot of restaurants. And on the left side, hand side of the street, of the Saint-Castrin street, on that level, you have a lot of restaurants, regular restaurants. So if you want to go and have a lunch or a dinner in Bordeaux, just go in that part of the city. A particularity of the Place de la Camille Julien, there is a cinema, and this cinema, the theater, is special because it's in a church, in an old church. So it has a very special design, and the name is Utopia. It's very, very strange to be in a church, seeing movies, low budget movies, or comment on dit les cinéma d'auteur. I don't know. I was once there to see a movie, and I was on the last floor up. It was almost on the top of the roof, and just under the roof, I could touch it, as it's a Catholic church, very high. You have to see it. Okay, we are on the Place Saint-Projet. Now, it's rather empty. So before, if I remember, it was a cemetery, right? And that's right. And just before a cemetery, it was a commercial.
No, not before. After.
Oh, I'm very, very bad with history. Okay, I don't know anymore. Yes. There was a cemetery in the 14th century. And poop. And today, you can see from the old cemetery and the commercial, it's that cross. It says it's cross. It's a stone monument on the right in the crossing between the two, the Saint-Catherine Street and the Rue des Trois Conils. This is the only monument you will see. And also, you have a fountain within the building. It's surprising because it looks like a gate, but a gate in a building. You cannot go through it. It's closed, but it's just like how would you explain last time in French, in the French podcast. So please.
I think I said it was like the there's a fountain like this in London. So I can't remember which one it is, so there is a kind of fountain. this way with the horses. It is next to Piccadilly Circus.
And it's it's funny because he said this. It's you can find the same thing in England, and if you look at the building, it's written Victory and Victory of London. It's a shop. It's a shop of prêt-à-porter, but it's English. And it's funny to have something like that in that same building. Maybe it's related, I don't know. But remember that Bordeaux was English about 3 centuries long. I don't know exactly when, but Bordeaux was English. Okay, we are not continuing our trip in the Rue Sainte-Catherine. We make a little detour because the street is very long and the middle of the street is not very interesting. So we're going to visit the Rue des Trois Collines, Conil, Rue des Trois Collines, that ends to the Rue Place Saint-Christoli and
Jean Moulin.
It was before Saint-Christoli. It's a quartier Saint-Christoli and the Place Péberlan.